Welcome to Cover Conversations, a podcast created by the local Gov Health and Wellness team for both those who use our health insurance benefits and the employers who offer them. Each month, we'll have a conversation with relevant information related to the health insurance we provide. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Covered Conversations. Hi, and welcome to Covered Conversations. This is Michelle Walden, Communications Director for the Local Government Health Insurance Board. And joining me today is Sunny Brasfeld with the Association of County Commissions of Alabama.
How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you today?
We're very well. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm so glad you were able to join me. Do you want to talk a little bit about your role with the ACCA?
Sure. The Association of County Commissions of Alabama was created in 1929. So we are edging up on our 100-year anniversary, about time for us to start planning on what all that will look like. But the association was created by the 67 counties to provide services, to assist the counties in their roles at the local level, represent the counties before state agencies, the federal government, the Alabama legislature. And, you know, things have changed a lot in 97 years. I came to work here way back in 1988, and there were four employees. Today there's more than 50 of us in this building at 2 North Jackson and two buildings adjacent here kind of at our footprint, and working with counties on all kinds of things. And one of those, of course, is health insurance. It's a big reason why that, you know, we have a relationship with the board and we talk with y'all all the time. And, we see ourselves as partners with you in providing, what's a very valuable and essential benefit to our employees.
So we provide the health insurance coverage for 55 of the 67 counties and also municipalities. And what we have is quasi-governmental groups as well. But before any of that started, our program, our plan was created in 1993, and the ACCA was kind of instrumental in that and helping that bring us along or creating us in essence.
Sure. It's hard for me to remember all that, and the years run together. But when I came to work here in 1988, the association had a self-funded health insurance program, and there were probably 35 or 40 counties in that program. It was in the midst of a transformation. It had been created and had been much larger than when I came. And health insurance had changed, competition had changed, and so many of the counties that could go it on their own were beginning to leave the program. Buddy Sharpless was executive director then. He had created that program along with our workers' comp and liability program that both still exist today. And Buddy and I had a conversation early on, and he's like, you know, this we're too far to make it back. And so we began to look for an option for the counties and a way to land that program. William Ashmore was doing a fabulous job running the state employees program at that time. Buddy and I went over and talked to him about the idea of a separate, but at that time, first cousin to the state plan. Eventually, we convinced the Alabama legislature and we passed a statute creating that program. And then with a place for the counties to go, we began to unwind the association's self-funded program. It was operated much like the local government plan is now. But Buddy was massively insistent that the program would either have to continue or we would have to find a place for the employees to go. The idea that we would shut that program down without a place to land was just not anything Buddy was willing to talk about. So, and since then, you know, things have changed a lot too. But the program, again, as you said, 55 counties, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And I think that also is a testament to what you guys stand for as well, going back that far with you're providing this service for them, and you something had to happen, but you still don't want to leave anybody hanging or in a lurch in essence. So I think that's commendable that's a lot. And who would have thought that in 1993 we would
our program would, in essence, provide a service for 62,000 people in the state at that time. I'm sure that that was never probably part of the original thoughts that it would become such a large health insurance plan to provide that. So,
you know, no, I don't think we were thinking about how it would grow and how large it might be and how many counties would participate. You know, initially the idea was, okay, how do we take care of the people that run the risk of being exposed, and then those individual counties, many of which had a fairly unfavorable loss experience, how would they find coverage on their own? So, you know, that was the motivation. Now, as the program has grown and improved, and, you know, I'm sure you know, when we started out, the State Employees Insurance Board of Trustees, you know, managed this program as well. That's changed. And all of those things, I think, have contributed to the program being a more attractive spot for the counties that didn't make the initial move. And we didn't think through all that, but I think we did know that health insurance was massively important. It's always been one of the reasons why people consider, I won't speak to cities, but to counties, it's always been one of the issues we have to use to attract, you know, the kind of quality people we need and the talent we need at the local level by being able to say, you know, you're going to get better insurance coverage with us than you can with the other places in town you're talking about working with, you know. So for that reason, the growth has been very important too.
And you're right. It is important, especially for that recruitment, the retaining the employees, all that. People will really, when they're going to, when they're looking at making a transition in their career, whatever the case, you know, wherever it might be, benefits and pay are the two most important things most times people are considering.
Well, and now working from home.
Oh, remote work. you know, it's those things are incredibly important. It's what people are looking at. And it's what we're able to help our the units who are in our program, so our counties, talk to them about helping them. How can we help them provide that service or answer those questions? You know, everybody's on their own wellness journey. Everybody's on their own health path. And so to be able to provide quality health insurance for them makes a huge difference. So it's incredible that you guys are utilizing that or helping the counties utilize that.
Sure. And, you know, we're not ready to talk about all the details yet, but we're in the midst of the development of a recruitment web presence for counties. It's going to be kind of a unique approach. You know, there are all kinds of independent ways to post your resume and to find jobs and to interact with people who are trying to hire. Later this summer, we'll talk about a program that we think is going to be very productive for county government to get our presence out there with the jobs that are open and match those with people's skills. And part of that will be promoting the local government health insurance program and promoting those benefits for people we're trying to recruit.
So you talk about later on this summer, are you referring to the big conference, the annual conference you guys have? Are you guys going to make a big announcement about that?
Well, our members know about this. This is something that started when Joe Knight was president of our association. He was president last year. And so the membership knows about it. But sometime this summer, we'll roll it out. You know, there'll be all the advertising and all the stuff that have to go with it to try to get people to drive them to counties work and to then help match them up with their skills and, you know, opportunities to work for county government.
Sunny, can you talk about what you find to be the most rewarding part of your service to county government?
You know, I always say I've been here for 36 years, so I've either just about got this job figured out or I'm unemployable, one or the other. You know, I think us being a part of county government's success and helping counties identify the things that their communities need and then helping them get it, getting them through the barriers, whether they're financial or administrative or legal or political, helping identify what they need and then helping get around the barriers and making it happen. That means working in the legislature. It means helping them deal with public relations. It means helping them deal with communication. It means helping them deal with the political problems at the local level. How do you finance things? And it's never the same on a daily basis. You know, the phone rings and there's a new issue and a new project and we're off to the races. You know, in March of 2021, the federal government created the ARPA program and sent monies down to counties here in Alabama, almost $1 billion directly to the counties. Our board of directors called an emergency meeting after the legislation had passed Congress, but before it was signed into law, and said, okay, the association has to stand up a program and manage this money for counties. We managed almost $500 million in ARPA money, more than 700 standalone projects underway or completed. And I think that's a real testimony to what this association is, and that is the partner with the counties providing the counties what they need and working together. Part of that's, you know, the Alabama legislature a couple of years ago, our leadership program. We have a really unique 2-year leadership program for second term county commissioners. And that group focused its attention on mental health. And so we've been actively involved with the Department of Mental Health, with the local mental health service providers at the local level, and with our leadership to try to improve that communication, to try to start some additional initiatives. We have a county in East Alabama that's going to spend every penny of their opioid settlement money to create additional treatment beds in their community for folks who are dealing with addiction. And so we've really kind of changed the conversation on that issue, or at least we've played a part in changing that conversation. We passed legislation the session that just ended to make changes in the operational procedures for the local mental health boards to, again, try to get probate judges and sheriffs more actively involved at the local level to try to fashion the services in a way that will more closely align with what they see as the needs in the community. So, you know, again, the rewarding part about this is finding a problem and fixing it, you know, and that means every day's different.
You guys do a lot here. You do a lot for those counties, especially when new things come down and they get to be a little, they could be challenging or confusing or whatever the case is, and you guys handle it with such grace. That's awesome. Sunny, you guys have your own podcast. I believe, is it called Two North Jackson? Is that right?
Yeah, ingeniously named the Two North Jackson podcast, which is where our office is. Pushed out on the last working day of each month. It's an interview with three people somehow connected with county government. Not really technical, not really a deep dive on some issue that'll bore you to tears. We have a separate podcast for that as well. But the Two North Jackson thing is really aimed at identifying the people in county government and letting you hear about their stories. You know, we've got lots of people working in county government that their father or their grandfather was in county government, people who came here from all different walks of life. And so it's a chance for me to go back and be an old reporter and talk to them about how they got here and what they're doing in county government. So you can find that everywhere you find podcasts. And so, yeah. but it's out on the last working day of each month.
I've listened to a couple episodes. I listened to the one where you had Commissioner Sankey on. It was wonderful. You do an excellent job with that podcast. So if you ever decide to leave ACCA, I definitely think that you could have a second career.
That's exactly what I want to do, because nobody else is doing a podcast.
Well, I really appreciate your time with me, talking about all the things for the county commissions and the service that you guys provide for the county commissions of Alabama. Do you have any other last thoughts or anything, final thoughts?
We appreciate what the local government health insurance program does, and we are also grateful for the close working relationship we have with y'all, and we look forward to continuing that. And thanks for letting me join you today.
Thank you so much, Sunny.